News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Irish Times lead story today by Sarah Burns reads that a further review into maternity care provided at Port Uncla Hospital in Galway has begun following the death of a baby in recent weeks. We're joined by David Cullinan, health spokesperson for Sinn Féin. David, your reaction to this news?
Well, first of all, can I pass on my condolences to the family of the baby who passed away? It's obviously very traumatic and tragic for the family. So my thoughts obviously are with the family, and I'm sure anybody listening to the programme. The problem is that we've been here before, Shane, in relation to this hospital. As far back as 2018, we had a publication of a report called the Walker Report. And that was looking at 18 cases of stillbirths and other related issues going back over a number of years. We then had a review that covered 8 cases between 2019 and 2023. And earlier this year, I attended a meeting organised by the Minister for Health. It was attended by very senior clinicians from Galway, from Port Uncle, but also from the hospital group and others in the HSE. And at that point, there was 9 separate investigations that were being initiated into a number of cases going back over a 2-year time period. And that means that there has been 35 different individual investigations since 2008 in Port Uncle.
That is a lot.
It is, and it's a lot. And one of the questions I asked, because obviously we have to go back to the report that was published in 2018. It made recommendations. It came to conclusions, and some of that was in relation to management issues, but it was also in relation to poor communication among maternity staff. It talked about a lack of skills and training and how to deal with emergency cases. And I asked the question at that meeting, now that we're back here again and we have 9 cases, are we looking at similar problems, similar failures? And the answer was yes. And I think that is really, really problematic.
Okay, the answer was yes to that question. I'm almost reluctant to ask this question because, the teams who are looking at the 9 and now 10 cases, I'm sure are doing their best, and they're complex issues and they can't be rushed. That being said, when this was announced in January, the feeling was that by March we would have certainly a number of these reviews completed. That hasn't happened yet. Is that a concern?
It is a concern, and I suppose the obvious point to make is that we have a situation now where it is certainly the case where services, it seems, are unsafe. That has been the case for a long number of years. We've had report after report, we've had investigation after investigation. And when you have safety issues which have been identified in a report, and when recommendations have been made, and we were told that all of those issues were resolved, and here we are again with more cases. In fact, we have 10 live investigations now. I would imagine that women who live in the area and women who use the maternity services will be very, very worried. So the first objective of any healthcare system, of any healthcare service, is to ensure that a safe service is being provided. And if a safe service is not being provided, well, obviously drastic action will then have to be taken. I don't want to preempt, obviously, Shane, any of those investigations. They have to be clinically underpinned and led, of course. But at the same time, when you now look at 35 cases, and these obviously are very serious issues of stillbirths. We know that head cooling had to be used in many of these cases, where the body temperature of the baby had to be checked for, I think, 72 hours in most cases. It's obviously a very serious issue. And then when you have the passing of a baby in the hospital as well, it's obviously hugely tragic for the family. So I'm concerned, I have to say, about the safety of the services. How could you not be when you have 10 live investigations? Okay. And it is in everybody's interest, the staff and obviously women who use the services, that we get a conclusion to those investigations and that questions are answered.
David Cullinan, Sinn Féin spokesperson on health, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. We have a statement from the HSE. They say an external management team remains in place at the hospital to oversee all elements of maternity and neonatal care. That team are working closely with the Women and Children's Network in the region and the local maternity unit to ensure quality and service and safety, I should say, in this service. They say they expect those reviews that we spoke about to be completed shortly, and they will be shared with the families involved once completed. That is the statement from the HSE.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.